Today's hits, yesterday's favorites, CKDR. Good morning, I'm Richard. And joining me on the line right now is one of the organizers of Dryden Fall Fest. We welcome Lena Smith. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning, Richard.
First off, before we get into all of the fun that is going to happen in October, I want to send out a personal congratulations, and from all of us here at CKDR and the entire community, congratulations on being nominated, you and all the crew, for Dryden Fall Fest for the Community Spirit Award through Dryden District Chamber of Commerce. The award's coming up. Congratulations.
Thank you. We were shocked and humbled. Our committee is just so thankful.
Well, well deserved. A lot of planning going into the yearly event and rapidly approaching October the 1st with the first event, Harvest Heyday.
Harvest Heyday starts on October 1st from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Laura Howe Marsh. It has grown so big, we're closing Van Horn from Wabagoon Drive to Ingle. We've got 40 vendors spilling onto the street, food vendors, and this year we have live entertainment, Fred Penner.
Let's talk about that. Lots of excitement about Fred Penner coming to be a part of Harvest Heyday and Dryden Fall Fest.
We are super excited to bring him. He'll be playing two shows at 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. They'll be about 30 to 45 minutes long, so we're encouraging people to bring chairs or blankets to sit on. And in between shows, we'll have tunes from you guys, CKDR and Jordan Lane.
Lots of other things happening during the month of October for Dryden Fall Fest. What would you like to talk about next?
Also at Harvest Heyday, Treats and Trees Walk. Coming back, we'll be running with the help of the Early On Center. And that route will be ending with free books from one of our sponsors, Domtar. And we also have the Live Here Like You Mean It crew manning their Gourd Goals tent. Bring your homegrown gourds and your freshly carved jack-o'-lanterns for submission at the beginning of our event for judging and ribbons. And while you're there, have fun painting or decorating a pumpkin. You might even see a cotton candy maker.
Okay, good stuff. Lena Smith, my guest this morning. Something new to be added to Dryden Fall Fest, a spirit walk.
Yes, after Heyday, we're doing a guided spirit walk on October 6th at 6 p.m. at the Dryden Cemetery. We've teamed up with the Dryden Museum with the help of the Dryden Genealogical Society to bring a guided tour of our cemetery grounds, where you'll learn history and hear stories of some of its residents.
It is really a full month of the month of October for Dryden Fall Fest. The big celebration is going to be on in just a couple of weeks. The 15th of October is also a big day.
Back by popular demand, the Laura Howe Haunt, running from 7 to 9 p.m. at Government Dock. This year's theme, A Conjuring in the Marsh. And we don't want to give away too much. But some important changes are that we're no longer allowing phones or flashlights as we are lighting the trail by lanterns. And we're keeping the event ages 13 plus, but now groups of youth must be accompanied by an adult. And we have additional security by the OPP to keep the event safe and enjoyable for all.
And a lot of volunteers getting involved for the Laura Howe Haunt to be a part of the scary fun.
Yeah, if anyone is interested in volunteering for the haunt or any of our events, you can contact us through our Facebook or website. And we are also registered for high schoolers and their volunteer hours.
Well, that's good to know, parents. And yes, you students, make sure you get those 40 hours. Great opportunity coming up during Dryden Fall Fest. Other things that are going on, Lena?
To wrap it all up, we have Trunk or Treat. And since Halloween is not on the weekend this year, we are hosting it Saturday, October 29th from 4 to 7 p.m. And this event also has grown so much, we're moving it to the center parking lot. It's a more centralized location, which allows us to expand to over 40 trunks this year. Anyone wanting to register for a trunk space can contact us for a spot. We've opened the registrations for both businesses and individuals this year.
All right. And how do we get a hold of you to make sure we're part of Trunk or Treat or anything else that we want to get involved with and help this be even more successful than it already has been, Lena?
You can contact us through our website or through either of our social media. Or you can email us at laurahowhaunt@gmail.com.
Dryden Fall Fest and Harvest Heyday will start the month off October the 1st. Yes, it is a Saturday. My guest this morning, Lena Smith, leading the way here, along with all the wonderful volunteers she has. Fall Fest just around the corner. Lena, anything else before we let you go?
We do have lots of additional events. if you'd like to check them out, just go to our website. We have a tab listing them all. We even have sweaters and t-shirts available through Northwest Goods, so make sure to check those out. And finally, we would just like to thank the Canadian Ski Patrol for providing first aid at all of our events. And a special thank you to all of our incredible sponsors and volunteers, because without them, none of this would be possible.
So true, so true. And you've got a wonderful amount of sponsors who have come on board once again this year.
Oh, we have. We're just so grateful for everyone who's made this become a reality. And it's just growing bigger and bigger every year. And it just makes us so happy that everyone enjoys our events.
Dryden Fall Fest 2022, just a couple of weeks away. My guest this morning, Lena Smith. Lena, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Also of note, on October the 1st during Harvest Hay Day and on October 29th during Trunk or Treat, accessible MyLift transportation will be available. And if you want more information, check out ckdr.net and drydenfallfest.ca.